Go ahead, Jan.
Call our meeting back to order. We got
Commissioners, the Honorable Pinnell, the Honorable Strahan, we have a request for a City of Rockaway Beach support letter.
What about Straubus?
Well, I'm speaking, so. Gentlemen, I'd like to read the support letter they've asked us to write. Rockaway Beach Parks and Recreation Board is applying for a grant, the Land and Water Conservation Fund, through Missouri Department of Natural Resources. This grant is to be used to construct and a maintenance-free raised stage and outdoor seating with an ADA ramp in the Rockaway Beach Lakefront Park. The project will blend with the existing pavilion and would establish the east end of the park and enable us to further develop the park to the west. It will be used to complement city and community events. That's what they're asking us to write. And then the last sentence, if we vote yes, would say we support this project to enhance Rockaway Beach Lakefront Park area. So they're working with in conjunction with the IDA, so they are aware of the grant upstairs. I'm not sure which one is assigned to the support role, but basically Rockaway's taking the lead on this one, so our role is very, very minimal.
Is it the $500,000 one, though?
I can't remember what this one is. It's a new grant that they're applying for. This is a brand new one.
They received $500,000.
That was for
last week.
Water or sewer, I can't remember. Yeah. This is going to be for construction of a, because of the floodplain and all that, I believe.
Motion for approval.
Of the support letter.
Of
second.
Support letter.
Yeah. Any discussion? Glad they're doing it. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
We have a 10 o'clock with Mr. Paulson. We are sufficiently little early, but we have administrative at 9:45, so we can go into administrative.
Borrow your pen there. So.
What do you got?
Just so you guys know, Linda's going to be in the office all day today. Nikki's still out, and then Jillian's going home. And we believe we got the whole office covered. Just letting you know, we've had the right-of-way petition. I know that's coming up a little later. Here's that if you guys want to review it from the Corps of Engineer.
Is that the same one that Randy gave to me this morning?
I'm not sure. Yeah, probably, because Jillian just handed it to me.
Did you do your letter? Did you do your... We're going to cross out that one sentence and sign it and send it back in?
If they'll let us.
That's what you want to do. I mean, I haven't reviewed the entire thing yet, but he flagged the one sentence, the subparagraph B or 3 or whatever it is.
Well, Chuck and I were both there, and we know that they understand it. They just got it from...
Well, what we need to do then, we need to, whatever we do when it's time to vote on it, we just need to make sure it's pending legal review.
And signatures. That way, if we mark out anything, they've got one sentence in there that says that we'll be obligated for barriers and rocks and things like that.
Let's wait till 10:45 because we're starting to discuss it there. This one also at 10:30 is the biosolids resolution, which is something I'll talk to you about. That's coming up. One question I had for you, which was related to the wellness center that we're moving forward on. We had an opportunity to use an employee that would potentially save us a few dollars to do some plumbing work. Do we want to do that? We've already went through the bid process with the guaranteed prices and warranty through the bid process. I may have mentioned this on Friday when we talked about it. Mr. Suti has an employee that's a plumber by trade, I guess, is now maybe still practicing on the side, but no longer he's full-time county employee.
Well, we would have to reject the other bids first. And
if we wanted to do that. But, I mean, the pros and cons are we know what it's going to cost. We have a warranty. We have all that. Plus, we're not affecting work schedules. But I don't know the gentleman. I don't know if you guys know him.
I don't know which one he's talking about. So.
Okay.
Well, you say you do?
I don't know.
I don't either.
All right. Maybe I need to talk to John and see if I find more information. But I can just
get any sense of what the cost?
It's like the bid was $2,300 total for all the plumbing work necessary downstairs. And I don't know what the material. I didn't see the breakdown. How much material, how much labor, because materials are still going to cost materials.
Sure.
You know, so I don't know how much labor we're actually talking about. I'm inclined not to do it just because it's a pretty small project and we get a warranty the other way. Your thoughts? Because that was something Linda brought up to me. She wanted a clarification. So,
well, there's two ways to look at this, and I hate to talk about prevailing wage in this situation, but we don't. if it's done in-house, we don't have to pay prevailing wage.
And if it's a company that just has one person working, it's just the proprietor of the company. He's not going to have to pay anybody, then there's not going to be a prevailing wage issue.
There might not be an issue there even.
Well, I mean, I'd rather just, we're probably literally talking on a couple, I would say less than, knowing an estimate for an hourly rate, we're only talking about probably $500 or $600 of labor that we're going to save. Most likely. So I'd rather just give it out outside that. But this, we don't have to vote on it, but we have an active bid. We've done the process.
Did you say you was donating that $500 or $600, or what did you say?
I said that if you wanted to donate the $500 or $600, we would take it, but we couldn't give you a tax receipt on it.
Glad that was clarified.
Yeah.
It really makes me no difference
then
other
we'll
than
the prevailing. We'll leave it the way it is and do the bid, because that way I'm more comfortable with warranties for that little amount. I mean,
so our year, usually it's a year.
Yeah. On workmanship and all that.
Leak or something like that. No.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to clarify on that. Did I have any other notes for... Renee sent over via email the extension office list of requests of repairs over there. There's some of them I was going to maybe wait. The energy grant application finally came out, and I'm meeting with conference call with Barbara Boley and all those tomorrow to talk about the application, so that I got to find out more details of all that, then I'll come to you guys and be able to report to you what the energy block grant gives us. I mean, our goal is all new lighting, energy efficiency, all new windows, and a new roof. It looks like Barbara Boley, who is one of our grant writers, she suggests that we partner with other communities within the county, because that makes the application look stronger. Hollister has come to us already and said, would you please partner with us, because they've already done their pre-work like we have. Debbie Redford. So we may, part of the application, maybe a couple schools partnering with us, because they've already got their information. It's a very tight timeline once again, but I'm meeting tomorrow, so Wednesday or Friday this week, I may come back to you with maybe a letter of an application vote.
Don't do it Wednesday, because it's kind of hard for me to come over here on my day off.
You're not working
this week?
Yeah, I already committed to some things. That's the stinky thing. I didn't have it on my calendar fast enough. So,
okay, before you go any farther, though, grants and what you're talking about, there's the possibility that these grants are going to pay the cost,
mm-hmm.
total cost?
The total cost. And we're going to get more details. What the part of the due diligence is, you have to prove or justify what your utility costs are. And through the savings, that's how the grant is basically repaid.
Okay.
It's not like a low interest loan like the DNR offers. So yeah, there's a high probability that all, if not all, a major percent, like in the 90s, would be covered. That's part of the details I'm going to find out tomorrow, because like I said, the application just came out over the weekend, and so Barbara is reviewing it right now with Joan. And because Joan and I have been working on this for a while, waiting for this grant to come out. And so I'll know a lot more off the conference call and then report back to you guys.
Be patient with me.
Yes.
You said something about repay. So is it one of these repayments?
No, it's not like that.
It's not like that.
No, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources has a zero interest loan program. No, part of the justification of new windows is how you have to justify your expenses currently, the age of the building. There's a bunch of criteria and formulas in this.
If you prove it's going to save you money,
we can get the grant.
90% of it's going to pay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you mentioned that Hollister and the schools,
mm-hmm.
you do mm-hmm. their projects, our projects, you all put it in one grant?
Uh-huh. The state and the...
They like that.
In the past, and years past, mm-hmm. Barbara says when she's done other block grants for other counties in the state, she saw the ones that got approved had more community entities partnering with. There's two things. There's two school of thought. Get more community, get more agencies, so to speak, or political subdivisions together, but you also got to make sure you don't exceed a dollar figure, because she said when it hits a certain dollar figure, she's seen them not get approved, even though if they're a good program, because they want to make sure they distribute the money throughout the state. So Hollister doesn't have a lot, but they're looking at some older schools, redoing their windows and lights and their roof. And I have Joan talking to a few other schools in the county to see if anybody else is ready. The problem is we've got such a short timeline again to turn everything around. We got to make sure that they've got, you know, resources to get the result, to get the information back to us.
So the info that's required for the grant, like how much it's going to save, mm-hmm. Who's working on that?
Well, in our office,
are we, or?
Yeah, we are. We in our office, I had assigned Jillian to help, and she found an energy saving company. I have the company name. We've interviewed 3 or 4 companies, or I have, to came up with one who would do all this pre-work for free, and if we get the grant, they get the job of installing the windows, or I shouldn't say we don't give them we have to go through a bit anyway, but there's a way for them to make the money through the grant also, and they're familiar with this process. The company out of Springfield, and they were at the energy. I think, did you go up to that Springfield energy thing? Because Jillian and Joan went. Anyway, but we have had a company come in already and start looking at things. But once again, we didn't know how detailed this was going to be, just because the grant every year it changes a little bit, and we just got the information. So we'll know a lot more tomorrow.
Okay.
That I'll be able to bring back to you guys.
And we started this conversation, we're going to just tie in the things that fit at the extension building.
Right, because they wanted, I think they asked for new windows.
Probably windows.
And a roof, yeah, I think is what roof. I saw on their list.
What about our building over here that we've had controversy on, where Road and Bridge is at?
Any building that we own, including the airport, the old hangar at the airport, any one of those things can be included. We've looked at all of those.
Okay.
We had this famed firm go out to the Hollister Airport, Point Lookout Airport, and look at that one hangar building. Mm-hmm. So we've got a pretty good estimate of what it's going to cost. Once again, the justification is that's what we're waiting on. So we'll know more tomorrow.
That's a good question, because it's a foam building, mm-hmm. foam-covered thing, mm-hmm. as this is, or part of this is.
Right.
And I don't think we ever had any trouble. I remember when Don Swan was here, he bragged on it, but of course that's been a few years ago.
We've had a leak around, they had to repair the skylight back.
Yeah. Oh, we did?
Yeah, when Frank moved in there, we ended up replacing part of that roof, well not replacing, repairing part of that roof around the skylight, because it was leaking around the skylight in that back office. And then of course we had that new leak right here, and we fixed the leak over by Helen's office, the old break room. We fixed that leak, but we still have one leak.
Yeah. Leaks, so.
That's where. So, anyway, that's what that energy grant that's coming up, and so it'll be probably Friday.
Okay.
Okay, we got we've been visited with each one of us, but I don't know whether it takes any action or not because it's already budgeted. But the request that the Mr. Oliphant come in and visited with us about this morning, do we need to just? Is there anything that we do because of approval of that, or how do we?
Well, Dave Oliphant said he had the meeting minutes from when we approved, when the commission approved it last year, and the commission approval did not have a time date on it, a date. Now, Mr. Legal Counsel here, the motion was to supply $50,000 to Forsyth for the new park system. Remember that park thing last August, I think, is when this?
About baseball.
July or August, but there was no date. The commission agreed to pay $50,000 if they proved that they were putting a park in. That makes sense?
Yeah, I would assume that that's a reasonable time, and a reasonable time would be during that fiscal year. I mean, if that fiscal year is done, I mean, you'd obviously, and you'd have to budget that sort of thing also, so.
So do we need to revote again?
Well, I don't think you need to revote if you want to budget it. I mean, that's fine. But,
that's where I was going, I don't think. I think we'll have to.
He wants
this year. Decide to do it. Today is the day that they're going to have the opportunity to
buy the land today.
I didn't ask the question. Did you all, when they would need the money?
This year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was tied to the timing of, they may be buying it today around noon on the north side of the building.
Right.
So, or one, I can't remember. Or south side, or the east
usually
side.
Usually it's 1 o'clock at the traditional north door.
North
of
door.
The,
so they may be buying it today. They want to know if they could, expect the money that we've committed to them. I said, not seeing the minutes. Well, we have the minutes, there's no timeline. But yeah, it's a new fiscal year. So what's your thoughts? Do we need a revote? But we don't have it posted.
I mean, I don't think you have to. I mean, obviously, you've committed to it. Was it this year?
No,
last year.
August. Actually, it was 3 days after the debate at the C of O.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, we would probably just need, we could take a vote to ask Rick to take the money out of, you're just in time, perfect timing.
But I mean, from a legal perspective.
Well, you've already made the motion. I mean, you could say that, you know, I would feel more comfortable if you guys voted on it, to be honest with you.
Well, but I guess the question is, if we've committed to it, for just overall general discussion, if we make a motion to fund something, it needs to have a deadline of that fiscal year. Is that correct? Because of our budget cycle?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you made a promise to somebody 7 years ago, too. I mean, when does your promise run out?
Yes. When does our promise run out? Okay.
We better post it and vote then.
Yep.
Like.
I think we need to, but... Okay. Well, we'll do that if they decide to do that.
And the law is that you can't bind future commissions.
Year over year because it's an annual... Okay. All right. It's time for the Bob Show.
Rick, did you need something?
I didn't hear all that.
It was the city of Forsyth. We committed $50,000 to their parks last year, and they're wanting it for this year.
They finally found some land that's reasonable, and they're wanting to move forward and want to know if they could count on the $50,000. And the question was, do we need a revote because it was a different fiscal year? And I think the answer is yes. So,
I think the answer is yes too.
So,
do you know if it was in the budget, Rick, for this year though?
No way.
I don't remember seeing it.
Okay.
I know it wasn't. I heard you say something about this going to buy it on the courthouse steps. I talked to Dave last week. I don't know.
Yeah, he. It's not actually. It's
at the courthouse
it's,
this morning.
Actually, I think it's in. Well, I understand.
It's at the bank already.
It's in the bank.
The bank is. You're right. It's.
But they had.
I think it's already sold. That's why mine. Mm-hmm. That's what I can tell you. I think it's already sold out here, and so the bank has it now.
Negotiation.
Yeah. Okay, so it is. So it's not. It's
similar to the last situation. Where
very similar to the last situation we experienced. So. Okay.
All right. We ready to go into executive, or do we need to go into executive, or?
Do you have any non-executive things before we go into executive? Probably not.
Thinking.
Wheels are turning. I can hear.
All of it has. All it has to do with is litigation. So.
Yeah, we probably need. Okay. Motion going to executive.
Again. Second. Aye. All those in favor say aye.
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 That was pursuant the 021, 022, and 023.